Hi, Tom Castaldi here on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with me on a walk through Fort Wayne's history. Our own walking trail, a lasting legacy gift of the 1994 Bicentennial Celebration, that is available to the public complete with historical markers that describe the significant sites in the region. After the palisades of the first French fort at present-day Goulding Park on the St. Mary's River fell into ruins, French authorities in Quebec decided in 1750 that the old French outpost was no longer tenable. They then built a new fort called Fort St. Joseph, closer to the Miami settlement of Kikianga. By this time, however, the French had lost the friendship of the local natives, as the Indians of the region were changing for a time their allegiance to the British and their more attractive trading centers in the territories of present-day Ohio. Captain Charles de Ramon, the French commandant, wrote to the governor of Canada, "My people are leaving me for Detroit. Nobody wants to stay here and have his throat cut." The outbreak of the French and Indian War in 1755 led eventually to the surrender to the British of Fort St. Joseph. The fort was then occupied in 1760 by contingents of Rogers Rangers, led by Lieutenant John Butler. French power in the old Northwest Territories was ended and passed into British hands. British relations with the Indians in the newly won territories quickly deteriorated in the face of arrogant traders and officials, broken promises, and withheld gifts. The American Indians throughout the Great Lakes region united to drive out the British in the celebrated Pontiac's Rising of 1763. Simultaneously, all the forts north of the Ohio River were attacked, and all but Detroit and Fort Pitt were taken. At the old Fort St. Joseph, now renamed Fort Miami, an impending attack was signaled when three soldiers were killed by Miami warriors outside the stockade gates on the night of May 25, 1763. Ensign Robert Holmes, in charge of the small garrison, ordered the fort closed and prepared for siege. Two English traders were captured that day by the Indians at Kikianga and witnessed what happened 2 days later when the fort fell. A young Indian woman who lived with Commandant Holmes came to tell him that another woman lay seriously ill in a wickiya near the fort and urged him to come to her relief. Having confidence in the young woman, Holmes forgot his caution and followed her out of the fort. When Holmes came in sight of the large number of wickiyas in the village, two muskets flashed and killed the ensign instantly. The storyteller of the episode was shown Holmes' scalp the next day. For the next 30 years, the Indians of Kikianga enjoyed the absence of a garrison. During these years, a large settlement of confederated tribes centering on the Miami emerged at the headwaters of the Maumee River, drawn together by the common hatred of the American intruders from the east. Well, that's all the time we have for now. For a copy of the Heritage Trail Guidebook that tells about this story and many more, stop by ARCH, the Historic Preservation Organization. This is Tom Castaldi, and we look forward to being with you next time on the Heritage Trail.